The number of Wisconsin dairy farms has been declining since 1914. Most of the farms that go out of business are the traditional confinement type, meaning they have about 65 cows that are housed in big red dairy barns. But in the last 15 years, farmers have been considering their options. Some are keeping their herds small, but grazing them in pastures. Others are going in the opposite direction and keeping hundreds of cows in large modern confinement facilities. A UW-Madison ag economist has compiled years' worth of financial records from all types of farms. Tom Kriegel says there's been a big shift in dairyland in the last decade.
We've gone from almost zero to somewhere between 15 and 25% of our dairy farms in Wisconsin, you know, grazing. And we've gone from almost no large modern confinement herds to maybe 5 or 10% of our dairy farms being in that category.
Kriegel says grazing and traditional smaller confinement operations are competitive with large facilities in terms of profits per cow and on profit margins for each hundredweight of milk produced. But the big confinements tend to have slightly higher net farm income from operations. Kriegel says the large-scale farms also have higher labor and startup costs.
If you wanted to have a large modern confinement facility, you pretty much had to build all the facilities from scratch. You had to build new facilities because it wasn't like there were used ones sitting around.
Going organic is another trend among Wisconsin's dairy farmers. Kriegel is studying the profitability of that system, but he says there isn't enough data yet to draw any conclusions. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.